The figure pulled on the big oar, and they set off with a creak, and then, regrettably, and to the ferryman's disgust, to the sound of singing. More or less singing, that is, at every possible speed and tempo, and with no regard at all for the tune.
Row, row, row your boat, gently down the stream.
Boaty boat,
merrily,
boat,
merrily.
Will
boat,
you
boat.
Shut up?
Merrily, merrily, merrily,
boat,
merrily, life is
boaty
but a dream.
Boat, boat, boat,
row, row,
boaty,
row
boaty,
your boat.
This
boat,
is hardly appropriate.
Gently down the stream.
Boaty, boaty, boaty,
merrily, merrily,
boat,
merrily,
boat,
merrily,
boat,
merrily
boat,
life
boat,
is but a dream.
Boat.
Mr. Anybody, said Roland, as they glided jerkily along.
Aye.
Why am I sitting next to a blue cheese with a bit of tartan wrapped around it?
Ah, that'd be Horace, said Rob Anybody. He's Daft Woolley's pal. He's no being a nuisance, is he?
No, but he's trying to sing.
Aye, all blue cheeses hum a bit.
Sang Horace. The boat bumped against the far bank, and the ferryman stepped ashore quickly. Rob Anybody scrambled up Roland's ragged chainmail sleeve and whispered,
When I gie you the word, run for it. But I can pay the ferryman, I have the money, said Roland, patting his pocket.
You what? Said the Feagle, as if this were some strange and dangerous idea.
I have the money, Roland repeated. 2 pennies is the rate to cross the River of the Dead. It's an old tradition. 2 pennies to put on the eyes of the dead, to pay the ferryman.
What a clever man you are, to be sure, said Rob as Roland dropped 2 copper coins into the ferryman's bony hand.
And did you no think to bring 4 pennies?
The book just said the dead take 2, said Roland.
Aye, maybe they do, Rob agreed, but that's 'cause the deed dinna expect to be coming back.
Roland looked back across the dark river. Flashes of orange light were thick on the bank they'd left.
Mr. Anybody, I was once a prisoner of the Queen of Fairyland.
I ken that.
It was for a year in this world, but it only seemed like a few days there, except that the weeks passed like centuries. It was so dull, I could hardly remember anything after a while. Not my name, not the feel of sunshine, not the taste of real food.
Aye, we ken that. We helped to rescue ye. Ye never say thanks, but ye was oot of your skull the whole time, so we didna take offence.
Then allow me to thank you now, Mr. Anybody.
Dinna mention it, any time. Happy to oblige.
She had pets that fed you dreams until you died of hunger. I hate things that try to take away what you are. I want to kill those things, Mr. Anybody. I want to kill all of them. When you take away memories, you take away the person, everything they are.
"'Tis a fine ambition you've got there,' said Rob. "'But we ha' got a wee job to do, ye ken. "'Oh, Crivens, this is what happens when things get sloppy and bogles take over.'
There was a big pile of bones on the path. They were certainly animal bones, and the rotting collars and links of rusted chain were another clue.
"'Three big dogs,' said Roland.
"'One vera big dog with 3 heads,' said Rob Anybody. "'Vera popular in underworlds, that breed. "'Can bite right through a man's throat.' 3 times, he added with relish. But put 3 doggy biscuits in a row on the ground, and the poor wee thing sits there straining and whining all day. It's a wee laugh, I'm telling you.
He kicked at the bones.
Aye, time was when places like this had some personality. Look, see what they've done here, too.
Farther along the path was what was probably a demon. It had a horrible face, with so many fangs that some of them must have been just for show. There were wings, too, but they couldn't possibly have lifted it. It had found a piece of mirror, and every few seconds it took a peep into it and shuddered.
"'Mr. Anybody,' said Roland, "'is there anything down here that this sword I'm carrying could kill?'
"'Ah, no, no kill,' said Rob Anybody. "'No bogles, no as such. It's no a magic sword, see.
"'Then why am I dragging it along?'
"'Cause you're a hero. Who ever heard of a hero without a sword?'
Roland tugged the sword out of its scabbard. It was heavy, and not at all like the flying, darting silver thing that he'd imagined in front of the mirror. It was more like a metal club with an edge.
He gripped it in both hands and managed to hurl it out into the middle of the slow, dark river. Just before it hit the water, a white arm rose and caught it. The hand waved the sword a couple of times and then disappeared with it under the water.
"'Was that supposed to happen?' he asked.
"'A man throwing his sword away!' yelled Rob.
No, you're no supposed to bung a good sword into the drinky.
No, I mean the hand, said Roland. It just...
Ach, they turn up sometimes.
Rob Anybody waved a hand as if midstream underwater sword jugglers were an everyday occurrence.
But you've got no weapon, noo. You said swords can't hurt bogles.
Aye, but it's the look of the thing, okay, said Rob, hurrying on.
But not having a sword should make me more heroic, right? Said Roland, as the rest of the Feagles trotted after them.
Technically, aye, said Rob Anybody reluctantly, but maybe also more deed.
Besides, I have a plan, said Roland.
You have a plan? Said Rob.
Yes, I mean I.
Ritted Doon!
I've only just thought of...
Roland stopped. The ever-shifting shadows had parted, and a big cave lay ahead. In the centre of it, surrounding what looked like a rock slab, was a dim yellow glow. There was a small figure lying on the slab.
Here we are, said Rob Anybody. That wasn't so bad, aye?
Roland blinked. Hundreds of bogles were clustered around the slab, but at a distance, as if they were not keen on going any closer.
I can see someone lying down, he said.
That's Summer herself, said Rob. We have to be canny about this.
Canny?
Like, careful, said Rob helpfully. Goddesses can be a wee bit tricky, very image-conscious.
Don't we just, you know, grab her and run, said Roland.
Oh, aye, we'll end up doing something like that, said Rob. But you, mister, will have to be the one to kiss her first. You okay with that?
Roland looked a bit strained, but he said,
Yes, fine.
The ladies expect it, you can, Rob went on.
And then we run for it? Said Roland, hopefully.
Aye, because probably that's when the bogles will try and stop us getting away. It's people leaving that they don't like. Off you go, laddie.
I've got a plan, thought Roland, walking toward the slab, and I'll concentrate on it so that I don't think about the fact that I'm walking through a crowd of scribbly monsters that are only there if I blink and my eyes are watering. What's in my head is real to them, right? I'm going to blink, I'm going to blink, I'm going to... blink. It was over in a moment, but the shudder went on for a lot longer. They had been everywhere, and every toothy mouth was looking at him. It should not be possible to look with teeth. He ran forward, eyes streaming with the effort of not closing, and looked down at the figure lying in the yellow glow. It was female. It was breathing. It was asleep. And it looked like Tiffany Aching.